Hola, ¿cómo andan? How's it going? Today I was asked about street food, and many travellers coming to Cuba are warned, pretty much every guidebook says, do not eat any street food, or you will get sick. I don't agree. In fact, I wholeheartedly disagree. Street food in Cuba is cooked fresh. It's cooked to a high temperature, which kills most bacteria. And it's very flavoursome and it's really cheap. It also gives you a really good insight into everyday life in Cuba and where Cubans hang out and where they eat their snacks. So I would encourage people to have a little bit of street food. Now, you can do it safely. You can eat things that are a little bit safer, maybe fried frituras, which are little fried morsels, generally speaking made of maize, so it's not high risk, it doesn't have meat in it. You can try pizza, which is all over the place in Cuba. But for me, there's a couple of things that I personally love, and I'm going to share those with you. So the first one for me is coffee. It's really simple and really boring, but I need coffee. And you can get coffee everywhere in Cuba. And it can get it. It's really cheap. They're always cortados, certainly in the street food scene. So it's short espresso measures of coffee. Generally speaking, it's already pre-sugared. So they've already put some sugar in and then you can add more because Cubans love their coffee sweet. And I do too. And then in the occasional spot, you can get a little bit of powdered creamer, which I quite like. It just takes the edge off the bitterness of the chocolate, or off the coffee rather. See, I've got chocolate on the brain today. It's withdrawal for me. So a Cuban coffee is going to set you back all of 2 pesos, which is moneda nacional, which is the local money. Another thing I like in terms of street food is or are the biscuits that they sell outside Capella. I suppose that's a snack. There's a couple of women who hang around all the different entrances to Capella, which is on 23 and L, and they sell trolleys full of biscuits and snacks for people who are going in to have ice cream. And you can get lovely little circular vanilla ones. You can get amazing bourdois biscuits, or at least Cuban version of a bourdois biscuit. A bourdois biscuit, for people who don't know, are those like lady finger biscuits that you use for making tiramisu. But in Cuba, they make them a little bit thinner, so they're not as soft in the middle, and they make them in a flat sheet. And actually, now that I think about it, I should probably try making tiramisu with them. But I just love them. So I pop down and buy a whole load and keep them in the house for having with coffee or for after dinner regularly. And they're cheap. They're 5 pesos moneda nacional for a packet. I think the large packet of bourdois might be all of 10 pesos moneda nacional. The other food, street food that I love, and which if you're a first time traveler or if you have a dodgy stomach, you may want to avoid this one. Just playing it safe, basically. But I've never had an issue, is hamburgers. Now, I don't eat hamburgers everywhere because, like any place, you want to make sure that you have the best when it comes to cooking meat. And for me, there's a little street food stall where Cubans go near the Avenida de los Presidentes in Vedado, and it's on 5 and A. And it's a little cafe. We can't even call it a cafe. It's got no counter. It's just got a counter and there's no chairs or tables. And they sell hamburgers and the flavors are just brilliant. And they have a great range and it's really inventive and it's really Cuban. And I just adore it. So for 20 to 30 pesos moneda nacional, you can choose a burger with something like caramelized pineapple slices or fried onions. My personal favorite is strawberry jam and cheese. Now, I know everybody's going, what planet is she on that strawberry jam and cheese can be good on a hamburger? But believe me, do not knock it until you've tried it. My godchildren back in Ireland eat cheese and jam sandwiches and they love them. And I think it works really well. The saltiness of the cheese, which is a little, it's like a cross between halloumi and feta almost, which is queso blanco, with the sweetness of the jam on the burger, it just totally works. The thing for me as well about that place is that they have a range of sauces to go on top of your burger. So you can kind of customize it. And they've got green relish and they've got tomato ketchup and mayonnaise and mustard. And they also have this kick-ass chili sauce that they make themselves. It's a little bit like a vinaigrette with chilies in it, actually. It's called the puta madre, which is a rude word. Do not repeat it. But it is a son of a bitch of a chili sauce. And I few sprinkles of that on my burger and you're just set for the day. I mean, I cannot eat a dinner after I eat one of those burgers. So for me, that's one of my absolute faves. Out of town, there's a place that I bring people when I do food tours, and it's way out of town. It's out in another province, actually, on the outskirts of Havana City. And it's out at a place called El Rincón. And that's where there's a place of pilgrimage every December for the Saint Lazaro. And that's a whole other audio boo for another day, San Lazaro. But out near the church, there's a place that does pan con lechón, which is bread with shredded pork. And it is, without doubt, the best pan con lechón in Cuba. Believe me, I've tried a lot of street food and I've tried a lot of pan con lechón, and this place just rocks. They raise their own pigs, they barbecue their own pigs, they shred it, they serve it up to the pilgrims. And I guess, you know, Cubans are pretty discerning when it comes to food. They're not going to support a business that doesn't offer good quality at the right price. So that's always a good tip. Look at where the big queues are. Look where the Cubans are going for the street food. And that's where you want to be going to. If you want to go out to El Rincón or eat at the pan con lechón out there, it's easy to find. I mean, it's easy to find. It's difficult in terms of transport if you're a tourist. But everybody knows where El Rincón is because it's such a massive place of pilgrimage every year. So in terms of street food, I would say there's a lot of sweet options as well. You can get churros and deep fried donuts and cakes to beat the band. At the moment, there seems to be like a little cart popping up on every corner selling cakes. Cubans definitely do sweet things. So, you know, have some street food. Change some money into moneda nacional. You can do it in any of the cadecas. And have some pocket change and buy some and try it and dive into the real Cuba. Don't bother having, you know, sandwiches in tourist cafes. Try and get out there and experience a little bit of the real Cuba. That would be my advice.